kingdoms in bloom.
You're listening to WJTL. Mitch Wong, Lindy Kofor, The Kingdoms in Bloom. I love the take that they have on that scripture in that song. Hold On from Katie Nicole before that. It's 11:03, and we've got just such a treat for you today. We've got Ben Fuller live in our studios, along with the guys, John and Ryan, from Jubilee Ministries. Nate is here, too. He's waving from the corner stool, and we're just going to have some good conversation here. I'm very excited to welcome you to Lancaster County. Have you been around here before, Ben?
Oh, praise God, yes. I should have brought my buggy. I was thinking
you should have brought your buggy. Yes, I was half hoping that you would. I mean, what you rolled up in is fine.
Yeah,
but
it's not a horse and buggy though.
Of all of the artists in contemporary Christian music, I can think of one who's encouraged us to saddle up our horses. I can think of several, like Need to Breathe, who have horses on their covers, you know, or it'll show up in the lyrics. But I don't know of any that has their own horse and buggy.
Yeah.
For reals.
I'm blessed and I'm thankful. Yeah.
Can you tell us about how did you acquire?
I became a believer in 2019, and God sent me to this little ex-Amish church, and I full of ex-Amish and ex-Mennonites, and it was just amazing. And so I got to like get exposed to that whole culture, and actually lived with an ex-Amish family that had left in their 20s. And anyway, so I was exposed to all these things. Their family's still full Amish, and so we'd visit the communities, and I just take part, and obviously I'm, the word is veltly, worldly. And so, you know, they see my tattoos on my hands and stuff, and they're kind of like a little bit taken back by all that. And, but their hearts are amazing. I got to just really connect, and, it's been so cool. So anyway, yeah, I bought a buggy at an Amish auction and a horse from Kentucky that came from full Amish, and Millie is her name. And Millie. She was hooked up to, she would plow.
Yeah.
And so they retired her and we bought her. And so anyway, yeah, she lives at the ex-Amish family's house that I'm close with. So
I heard about this whole thing. Ben and I met, I think for the first time, at a bowling alley during like a you know, industry thing.
Yeah.
And to talk about somebody that has a horse and a buggy. I mean, I just have like a million questions, but to filter, you know, How often does Millie provide you transportation with the buggy? Not often? You don't like hitch her up and go to town
No, I could take her down Broadway. No, we talked about that. We actually joked about that. But maybe someday I could, you know, I haven't seen her in a while.
You could do a special tour.
Yeah.
You could tour like...
Yeah.
However, she's retired, but however, you know, far she feels like she could go.
That's right.
You know, a special line of shows in the fall, maybe.
Yes, Big Ben's Buggy Tour.
There you go, see?
Yes,
marketing
with Jesus.
Check.
I'm bringing Jesus around the country in the buggy. Yeah, it's going to be good.
That would be so fun.
I could fill it with Bibles, pass them out. That would be pretty cool, wouldn't it?
That's even better than any idea
I was thinking about
hay bales or pumpkins.
Yeah. That would be good.
That would be really cool.
Yeah, I'm excited to be here. The weather, though, I mean, all this, just being here is really beautiful. So I wish we could do this interview outside because I'm just like, man,
you know
it's
what?
Fall
One
time.
Of our engineering guys is here. I bet I could throw him a curveball.
Man, that'd be good. It's like, hey, we're going to take a quick commercial break and set back up outside.
See
in the cornfield.
How far these cables stretch to the outside.
Exactly.
I mean, you're here in the area, not just to relate to things that are Lancaster County, but to be doing an event with Jubilee Ministries,
which
we will talk more with Ben in a moment, but I just want to get like a quick, let's do like the bullet points that you would send on an invite. You know, Ryan, tell us about the event that's going on tonight and tomorrow.
Yeah, so we have our annual fundraising dinner, which is tonight and tomorrow in Lebanon Area Evangelical Free Church in Jonestown. And it's just raising funds for our ministry. This one is unique, and it's raising funds for our capital campaign as we're looking to do a big expansion. And we just want to bring more Jesus to more people that are infected by incarceration and spread his light and his message as far as we can.
So some people might know Jubilee Ministries from like thrift shops.
Sure, sure.
Can you get, and that's a part of it, but can you give us a little bit more of the about?
Sure, we have six thrift stores, but they're there to support our prison ministry. So we have 14 prison chaplains on staff. We're serving in 9 different prison facilities in Pennsylvania. And then we also have aftercare ministry for men and for women coming out of prison. They come with us, they live with us, they work with us, they do life with us, and we're teaching them how to live this new way, how to live God's way, how to live a life that honors Him and blesses others.
That's awesome. And people can still be a part of the event tonight and tomorrow?
Yeah, so tonight's full.
Okay.
But we do have some openings. We reserve some just for WJTL listeners. So you can still get in for tomorrow night. So you can call us 717-274-7528 and sign up or go on our website, jub.org, and you can sign up on there. So seats are limited and got to be in by 4 o'clock today to get in.
Okay, so I like a little bit of a crunch time
That's
feeling.
Right.
So
yep.
If you're interested, want to do that sooner rather than later, jub.org. And Ben is going to be a part of the event both tonight and tomorrow.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Yeah,
I'm excited.
So, and he's legit excited. Mm. Like you look, I see life in your face when we're even talking. I mean, you know, sometimes we say nice things like, I'm so excited.
Yeah.
And it's genuine, but like it's extra, there's an extra connection here for you. And so what does it mean for you to be a part of an event like this?
You can't hide the joy of Jesus, I think, is what I've found. But
not under a bushel.
Not under a buggy either. But I'm just grateful for what Jubilee is doing. We got a tour of the facility yesterday and got to meet these guys that have just had hard things happen to them, made bad choices just like me, but they've ended up in prison and now they're out. And so what these guys provide is just amazing. And it's just cool to see the kingdom of God working right here on earth. And so last night we went to Camp Hill, a facility here in town, and it was insane. It was amazing. God just showed up. And these guys, I was saying to Nate, on the way home last night when we left, I was like, could you believe, like, it's always my favorite to walk into a place and to meet complete strangers. And they all kind of go, who's this dude? All right, you know, he's got some tattoos. Like, maybe he's, I don't know who he is. What's his deal? What's his spiel? And all of a sudden we leave just best friends. And when God shows up, he shows up in such a mighty way. And so it's just really cool to invite the Holy Spirit to just have his way in a group of people. And I know that's what's going to happen tonight too, and tomorrow. So it's going to be really beautiful.
What a special ministry to do that. Mm-hmm. What kind of songs did you do? All originals? What happens when you walk into a prison? And
I mean, I love cover songs. I love doing cover songs, but I think there's a part of me that's like, God has given me songs in my heart. And so I did all original stuff last night and kind of weave my story through. But my story is I never got caught, you know, 14 and a half years of being a drug addict and alcoholic and running away and losing my best friend to an overdose. Ryan passed away in 2017. There's just so many things that have been part of this buildup, you know. And so there was an inmate last night who spoke and kind of prayed us out of the evening. And it was so beautiful and powerful because I'm one to go, all right, I'm only going to look back for a second because there was a lot of bad stuff, but I'm going to continue to look forward to God and to the future, which is amazing. But he's like, man, your past shaped you and turned you into who you are now. Like, it's really cool that God brought you through all that really hard stuff to get you to this point. So I've seen those people at Jubilee. I met them yesterday, and I know there's going to be a lot of amazing things that happen tonight. And they're an incredible ministry and just grateful to be here to support them.
Awesome. So we're going to hear more from the guys coming up. I'm going to keep them in the studio for a little bit. We'll talk music and new music at that. But I do want to play a song and then we'll be back in a moment. This is Ben Fuller's But the Cross on WJTL.